Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
In this region, there was the announcement that Gary mentioned in his newscast of this new 17,000 seat arena that has, what, two hotels and a heck of a lot of retail space that was going to be built in downtown Richmond. And then for 2 years, they kind of screwed around and just blew it in downtown Richmond. And the developers said, enough, we're not dealing with Richmond anymore. We're going to the counties, which probably was a pretty smart decision because the counties have got their act together. Tommy Brannon is the chairman of the Henrico Board of Supervisors, and he's with us this morning to fill us in on how this went down. I mean, I was a little surprised to hear that this thing had been resurrected and had gone to Henrico. You think, you know, it was a big fanfare when it was announced for Richmond. You think this is actually going to happen in Henrico?
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Yeah. Absolutely. it's not we're considering or wishing or hoping. After City Council had voted down the project in the city, the developer reached out to, which is a joint group, Michael Hallmark and Susan Estridge, reached out to Henrico and simply asked, is there anywhere that we could put such a development and an arena? At which time the county said, you know, we're not absolutely, you're welcome to get into discussion. We have some property that you could buy. We're not looking to do a PPE, a joint venture with you. This would be an economic development thing. And they rolled it over to the economic development, and we have a rapid group that will look at stuff and work with big projects. So Public Works, Director of Public Works, Director of Public Utilities, building, zoning, planning. And it was a small group of eight, finance, and helped them kind of navigate through. And so instead of 18 months of backroom discussions, it takes 8 months of smart discussions.
Well, there does seem to be a difference in the way this came about. As I recall, and I kind of refreshed some of the old stories about what happened in Richmond. Remember, it was the TIF district that grew and grew and grew, where all the tax revenue would go to pay for this project in the city of Richmond. And that seems to be one of the main things that derailed it in Richmond, that local tax money was going to go to the actual construction of the project, not just infrastructure improvement to facilitate the building. What's different about this?
This is all private money.
It's all private money. So we're not channeling Henrico County taxpayer money to this.
No, sir. And not even to the point that we're not even giving the land up to a developer. They're buying the land.
They're buying it.
So, you know, we
are. Do you all own that land, or is there private?
Actually, we do. Best Products, we purchased, Virgil Hazlett purchased, I think back in 2009 or 10, because it was basically being foreclosed on. We looked at putting a government center there, but afterwards, that wouldn't work out. And it's been pretty much a burden on the county. We've spent about $3 million over the years for maintenance. You got to keep the power and the heat and the air on it.
Yeah.
So it's a blessing that we sold it. This is going to generate many jobs. It will be the largest arena in the state, 17,000. And if you look at the way tours and concerts and so forth come, they tend to want to go straight down 95. Mm-hmm. On the East Coast, and it sits right on 95 and 295. So it is neat, and it's also a green development. It's an eco district, so it will be neutral carbon. There'll be solar energy, and they're not actually tearing down the iconic Best building. They're actually going to renovate it, and the whole project, John, is really, really, for all your listeners, should really look into what they're bringing to the area and what they're not just bringing to Henrico, but what they're bringing to the region.
It really is remarkable. And the comparing the stories that were released yesterday with the stories of how Richmond handled it, the city of Richmond handled it, it's a study in contrast. I'll just leave it at that. When do we expect to see this actually opened?
It's going to be the first part you'll see within 5 years. I think it's a total of a 10-year build out. Mm-hmm. Because it's not only an arena. There's an office park. There is housing. There is commercial retail. So it is an absolute mixed use with a eco park that literally runs through the middle of it.
Pretty remarkable. You know, everybody, LeVar Stoney thought this was going to be his project that would allow him to run around Virginia and say, look what I did for Richmond. You should make me governor. And that blew up in his face. Maybe you should run for governor if this actually happens.
We don't ever find it necessary to compare ourselves to the city. We just do what
You're
we
very
do.
Very diplomatic.
And in my opinion, we tend to do things right. So no burden to our taxpayers. It is private money, and it will bring new businesses and give this region something that we definitely need.
There's no question about that. Tommy Brannon is the chair of the Henrico Board of Supervisors, and I really appreciate you
and
coming
John,
on to talk
I think
us
what
through
you're,
this.
I think what you're doing with your telethon is absolutely fantastic. I invite everybody from Henrico to get on the phone, call, and pledge. I will be matching your pledge, John.
Oh, thank
and,
you.
And good luck with the telethon and the good work that you're doing.
I really appreciate it, Tommy. It's for the Children's Hospital. That opens in 2023 fully, and you can already see it downtown. It's a pretty amazing thing. Thanks for bringing that up. Tommy Brannon with the Board of Supervisors. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.